you love good music that stirs your soul, you've come to the right place. We call this place Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. This is DJ Rick, bringing you just a little bit of my favorite soul, funk, and R&B music. I'm glad you can join me. Most of the recent programs of R-E-S-P-E-C-T have featured artists like Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, and Curtis Mayfield, and other artists who had major hits and massive acclaim. This show will feature a few artists who are probably known by their hits, but also some artists who toiled in obscurity, making great records that you probably don't know. This program is about a style of music called Deep Soul, and it is epitomized by this Percy Sledge classic. That was When a Man Loves a Woman, recorded by Percy Sledge in 1966. It reached number one on both the R&B and pop charts, and was the first song released by Atlantic Records to go gold. Percy Sledge was born and raised in Alabama, and his first hit was recorded at Norala Sound Studio in Sheffield, Alabama. The song became the cornerstone of a long career. Let's listen to another by Percy Sledge, also recorded in 1966.
I see you walk with me. I see you talk to me. It tells me you're. It tells me you're. I feel like I'm crying. Oh, I must be crying. I see them kill.
That was It Tears Me Up by Percy Sledge. Percy made his career singing very emotional soul ballads, and he's been honored by being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Louisiana Hall of Fame, and was one of the inaugural Pioneer Awards winners by the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. Next up is the incomparable James Carr, who helped define the sound of deep soul music.
Yes, I miss my calling, 'cause I should have been a clown.
That was Pouring Water on a Drowning Man by James Carr, also from 1966. James Carr was born in Mississippi, but came to Tennessee as a baby. He sang in gospel groups as a young man, and this led him to contacts with Gold Wax Records in Memphis. The lyrics to Pouring Water are classics of the She Done Him Wrong style of deep soul. Let's hear another from James Carr.
A certain kind of light that never shines on me.
everybody say I got to do each and everything. What good will it bring if I can't have you? If I can't have you. Be so blind, yeah. When I'm so sad, so doggone sad. I'm a man, can't you see that's what I am? Well, I live and breathe for you. What good would breathing do if I can't have you? If I can't have you.
That was To Love Somebody by James Carr from 1969. It was one of his last recorded songs. The song was written by Barry Gibb and Robin Gibb, who were two-thirds of the Brothers Gibb group from Australia. The Gibb brothers were thrilled to have one of their songs have a four-week stay in the R&B chart. Of course, later, with the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, the Bee Gees sold more than 15 million albums. We can't leave James Carr without playing his biggest hit, the fantastic Dark End of the Street.
At the dark end of the street, that's where we always meet, hiding in shadows where we don't belong, living in darkness to hide. Dark end of the street, you and me. I know time's gonna take its toll. We have to pay for the love we stole. It's a sin and we know. Coming on strong, steal away to the dark end of the street. They're gonna find us, they're gonna find us, they're gonna find us, Lord, someday.
James Carr is a particular favorite of mine, and a favorite of a lot of other people, too. Mojo magazine stated that James Carr was arguably the greatest deep soul singer of them all. James Carr was discovered by Roosevelt Jameson, who also discovered the following artist. You just heard Let's Straighten It Out by O.V. Wright, who was originally from Tennessee. Overton Vertus Wright was one of the most traditional deep soul singers, and his popularity was largely in the Deep South. His best-selling songs were at the margins of the charts. But he's been repeatedly sampled and cited as influential by hip-hop crews. In fact, a compilation called Shaolin Soul, curated by RZA of the Wu-Tang Clan, is where I found Let's Straighten It Out, and also the following cover of the traditional Negro spiritual, Motherless Child.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
a long ways from home. This world out here is lonely and cold.
Lonely and cold.
This world out here is so lonely and cold. This world out here is lonely and cold. Oh, I guess I'll go back home.
Sometimes I feel,
oh, sometimes I feel
like a motherless child.
I feel like a motherless child.
Sometimes I feel,
sometimes I feel
like a motherless.
Oh, I feel like a motherless child.
Sometimes I feel,
sometimes I feel, oh, I feel like a motherless, motherless child.
A long ways from home.
Why did I leave the ones that loved me? Why did I leave the ones that loved me? I guess I'll pray to the Lord up above me to show me the way back home.
Motherless Child dates back to the dark days of slavery in the United States and has been recorded hundreds of times. You may remember Richie Havens used it as the backbone of the improvised song Freedom at Woodstock in 1969. It has also been recorded by artists such as Paul Robeson, Louis Armstrong, Fats Waller, Odetta, Pete Seeger, Ike and Tina Turner, Van Morrison, Tom Jones, and Prince. O.V. Wright was a truly incendiary deep soul singer, and his early work is considered by many to be overlooked and undervalued. Another from O.V. Wright.
You gone.
Wright's roots in gospel music really show as he gives a sanctified take on a secular soul classic, You're Gonna Make Me Cry. I love the pleading lyrics. The song was created in collaboration with Willie Mitchell, who later was the dominant producer of the artist recording for High Records in Memphis, including Al Green and Ann Peebles. Let's listen to O.V. Wright's Into Something I Can't Shake Loose, even though it is not in the deep soul style.
Got into something I can't shake it loose. No, I'm into something I can't shake loose. Can't shake loose. Yeah.
That was O.V. Wright singing Into Something I Can't Shake Loose. O.V. Wright spent much of the 1970s in prison for narcotics, and even though he continued to record sporadically after his release from prison, he never really had much luck getting back on the charts. Into Something I Can't Shake Loose was recorded at High Records in Memphis in 1977, with Willie Mitchell producing, and you can hear the similarities to the songs that were produced by Willie Mitchell for Al Green and Ann Peebles. O.V. Wright died at the age of 41 from a heart attack, probably from his continuing drug addiction. You are listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on KVSH, 101.9 FM, LP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org. Let's go back to 1961 for a song from the earliest days of Deep Soul.
In the beginning, you really loved me. I was too blind. I couldn't see. But now you've left me. Don't miss your water till your well runs dry. I kept you crying, sad and blue. I was a playboy. I wouldn't be true. But when you left me and said goodbye, I miss my water, my well ran dry. I sit and wonder, how can this be? I never thought you'd ever leave me. But you don't miss your water.
That was You Don't Miss Your Water, written and performed by the great William Bell and released by Stax Records in 1961. The song did not chart, but despite that, it is regarded as one of the quintessential soul records to emerge from the Memphis scene. I found it in the compilation called Take Me to the River, A Southern Soul Story, 1961 to 1977, where the liner notes state, "It is unlikely that anyone connected with this session had any idea that they were witnessing the birth of a genre that would enthrall soul fans for decades to come." William Bell was inducted into the Georgia Music Hall of Fame with Little Richard, Ray Charles, and James Brown. He also received the Rhythm and Blues Foundation's R&B Pioneer Award. Another one of the obscure but great artists of deep soul is Spencer Wiggins. Take a listen to this.
Once in a while, it's never. and I saw he was gone. Listen to me. Now I'm just around the corner, baby, and I know you're wondering what I'm doing. I'm talking to you from a paid telephone. But here's what I want you to do. Will you meet me tonight? Just outside of town. We'll hire two cars there, baby, and go to a new place I found. Cause it's a whole lot better, baby, than never at all. Let me tell you this. If I can't see you when I wanna now, baby, then here's what I do. Then I'll just see you.
That was Once in a While is Better Than Never at All by Spencer Wiggins. I'm not exactly sure when the song was recorded, perhaps 1966, but it was not released until approximately 40 years later in 2006. Spencer Wiggins lived in Memphis and grew up with Bobby Bland and James Carr, and later formed a gospel group that included David Porter, all of whom went on to great fame. He recorded at least 30 singles at various record labels, but none of them were hits. He recorded songs by Dan Penn, who wrote many hits, including The Dark End of the Street for James Carr, and Do Right Woman, Do Right Man for Aretha. He also recorded songs by Spooner Oldham, who was a chief songwriter at Fame Studios and wrote When a Man Loves a Woman for Percy Sledge, and I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You, the Aretha Franklin smash hit. He sung on shows featuring Al Green, O.V. Wright, William Bell, and Elvis Presley. He recorded for at least 5 different labels. He had no hits. Despite this, Spencer Wiggins is considered one of the best-kept secrets of deep soul. Spencer Wiggins' highest-charting hit reached number 44 on the R&B chart in 1970. Let's try another Spencer Wiggins cut, I Can't Be Satisfied.
Playing second man, baby. sick and tired of sharing you.
That was I Can't Be Satisfied by Spencer Wiggins from 1973. Speaking of best-kept secrets of deep soul, listen to this.
I know where I stand. And look at here.
That was a little-known track by June Edwards, recorded in 1966 on the South Camp label, but apparently was not released until a year later. Very little is known about June Edwards. I was only able to find a few references to her. She's not mentioned in the Definitive Guide to Soul. On Sir Shambling's Deep Soul Heaven website, it has an online article which states that she was the first artist signed to the new South Camp label, and it appears that she cut 4 songs, but may not have released all of them. There is no sales history, and Sir Shambling described her career as, sadly, forever obscure. Now, for a change of pace, after all these obscure artists and songs, let's hear some hits, starting with the wonderful Slip Away by Clarence Carter.
Just a few moments. What would I give just to have you near? Tell me you will try to slip away somehow. Oh, I need you, darling. I want to see you right now. Can you slip away? Slip away. Slip away. Yeah. Oh, I need you so. Love, oh love. How sweet it is. When you steal it, darling, let me tell you something now. How sweet it is. It's wrong, the things I ask you to do, but please believe me, darling, I don't mean to hurt you, but could you just slip away without him knowing you're gone? Then we could meet somewhere, somewhere where we're both are not known. And just can you slip away? Slip away. Slip away, yeah. I need you so. Oh, can you slip away, baby? I'd like to see you right now, darling. Can you slip away now, baby? Cause I got to.
I love Slip Away and consider it to be a very satisfying taste of soul, even though it is not classic deep soul. Deep soul is better represented by the following.
I've got to see you somehow, not tomorrow.
yes I do. Oh, Stewie. By my side, yes.
So we followed Clarence Carter's hit, Slip Away, with a similarly titled Steal Away by Jimmy Hughes. So now let's go out with a classic from Otis Redding.
I've been loving you too long to stop now. And you want to be free. My love has grown stronger as you become a habit to me. Ooh, I'm loving you too long. I don't want to stop now. With you, my life has been so wonderful. I can't stop now. You doubt, and your love is growing. Affair grow. I've been loving you, oh, too long to stop now. Oh, 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 I've been loving you. I don't want to stop now. Oh, oh, don't make me stop now. Oh, yeah. I don't need, please don't make me stop now.
Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, said in 1968 that soul doesn't need to be defined because it's a feeling. This is DJ Rick, and you have been listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on KVSH-FM. Thanks for listening.
Find out what it means to me.